I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert, and it's great to have you with me here at Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. Today we're looking at Psalm 119, verse 50. Listen to Psalm 119, verses 49 and 50. Remember your word to your servant, because you have given me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. Your word revives me. When life is good, comforts abound. We even have a phrase, creature comforts, to describe materials that make life easy and enjoyable, such as good food and accommodations. But in affliction, the story changes. The comfort that material goods and possessions can afford quickly evaporates, and even more substantial comforts, like the presence and support of friends and family, can lose their effect, especially in serious afflictions that confront us directly with death. There is only one comfort that never fails to revive, even in the most serious affliction. And if we are not revived by it, the fault does not lie in it, but in our failing to listen to it, understand it, and take it to heart. In fact, its comfort is so rich and effective that it has the power to make our periods of affliction the most meaningful and beneficial periods of our life. This comfort is God's Word. One of the reasons God's Word is so powerful in affliction is because the heart of its message is the affliction the Son of God himself underwent, affliction that won our eternal salvation. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, in days of gladness, let nothing still be of greater comfort and joy to me than your word. In days of sadness, when all other comforts fail, let it continue to shine brightly with its life-giving comfort and hope. You too know affliction personally, affliction of the worst kind. Let your affliction take the sting of sin out of mine. Let your affliction put mine in perspective. Let your affliction draw me closer to you and set my hopes and my goals where they truly belong. I ask this for the sake of your innocent affliction and death on my behalf. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can either email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.